The Blueprint with Chris Phillips on Jazz FM. Listening Colour.
Thank you. That's Coming Home from the second album from drummer Ollie Howell called Self-Identity here on The Blueprint. Nice for me to be able to welcome Ollie back. Welcome back, Ollie.
Thanks very much for having me.
You're welcome back to the UK because you've been away for a little while and we'll get to talking about that. But congratulations on this second album. Nice cover on the front there. It's got a picture of your headshot there, but your face is sort of scrambled in a sort of metaphor for self-identity or not. What's the story behind that? I love that.
Well, the first album is obviously such an obvious story about my time through surgery, and it's quite an acoustic album. And I knew that when I wanted to do a second album, it had to be different, and I had to push myself compositionally. And it led me to thinking of sort of who am I as a musician? Why am I different to another drummer composer? And where do I want to take this music? What do I want to do with it? So the whole album is kind of a discovery process, or a journey of discovery, of trying to find out who I am. And self-identity as a term was described to me as the different parts of you that make you you. So I thought that was such a brilliant analogy for what I wanted this album to be.
And as a musician making an album, logistically, it's a lot of work and a lot of faith, a bit of money, a bit of investment, I guess, but a superb band on this as well. Tell us about all the characters involved.
Well, what's really special for me is, I mean, they're some of the best musicians I know, but most of the guys I've been working with for about 8 or 9 years now. So we've had such a relationship musically and as a friendship as well, so it's been great. It was with Duncan Eagles on saxophone and Max Luthaire on double bass, then Matt Robinson on piano, Ant Law on guitar, and Henry Spencer on trumpet as well.
So, I mean, that's almost all of the new Particle lineup that you've got there, with yourself on drums.
Yeah,
instead.
Indeed.
A fantastic band. And actually, on the 7th of April, most of the aforementioned there will be playing down at Rich Mix and launching this album, so a chance to get along and see you. I just want to quickly recap on your story, because the last time we had a major chat on here, it was Sutures and Stitches, your debut album. It was all about you overcoming an astounding kind of medical condition. In that story, you met Quincy Jones and sort of presented yourself, and then he took you under his wing. There's a little bit of mentoring going on. And I've always wondered about your relationship with Quincy Jones. I mean, here's a man, you know, great world-famous producer with a huge and rich history and discography, taking a young British musician under his wing. Is it such that you could sort of give him a bell anytime on a Tuesday evening and just ask a bit of advice, that sort of stuff?
It is kind of like that, really. I mean, I think one of the best things that Quincy does for young musicians is to give them this kind of belief in themselves and support, and you know he's there and things, but actually doesn't try and sculpt you into anything. He just lets you have that room to kind of become who you want to become musically. So it's just been great spending time with him over the last couple of years, and every second you spend with that guy, you learn so much about life and about music. He's been really important, just kind of supporting me, especially through being new to composition when I did the first album. So it's been great hearing him kind of talk about composition, and I've been doing more composition for TV and film lately, so we've been talking a lot about that. And he's what that guy doesn't know about music isn't worth knowing.
Yeah, he said of you, which I love, an unbelievable drummer, so creative, I couldn't believe it. He really is a 360-degree, beautiful young cat.
When I hear that quote or see that quote, I still struggle to believe that it's about me. There's this disconnection in my head of that he's talking about me, and then that's the Quincy Jones that I know is being the same Quincy Jones that, you know, that we all know.
A bit of reaching over and pinching the left hand, make sure you're actually there. And introduce you to the great Jimmy Cobb as well, which is something, isn't it, for a young drummer?
Yeah, like, I mean, Jimmy has been again amazingly supportive, and just spending time with him has been so great. I mean, those two are two of the few living real legends of the music that you can talk to. I mean, you've got a direct link there back to the very origins of the music.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of Quincy Jones, you spent some time out of the country just recently. It was all a bit hush-hush to begin with, but Quincy's got a new jazz club out in Dubai, and you have a rare honour of being the very first resident there. How did all that go, and how did that come about?
It was so surreal, because I heard earlier in the year that Quincy was opening his first venue and it was likely to be in Dubai, and I was kind of on the cards as being a potential artist in residence for a bit, but I was trying so hard not to get my hopes up, not thinking about it, wasn't allowed to tell anybody, obviously. I got an email saying we'd love you to come and stay and be the opening artist, opening act at this, at his very first venue, and stay there for 3 months playing your own music. We don't want it to be dumbed down or anything. It's got to be original. We want you to do your thing. And it was just one of the most amazing and surreal experiences of my life by far. And when Quincy came over for a whole week, and we just hang out in the club, and I was there when he walked into it for the very first time, and could feel how proud he was, because there are lots of these establishments around the world where they'll just get a famous person's name, give them a load of money, and put it on, and this could not have been further from that. Every detail in that room was designed by Quincy and handpicked. All the menu for the food was recipes that he makes himself at home. There were some ribs that he makes for everyone, and sorbet. He doesn't go anywhere without his strawberry sorbet. So
Quincy's menu as well.
Yeah, it was really, really down to the last detail, and the sound in the club was incredible, both for us as the musicians, but also for the audience as well. And we did two official launch nights for the press, where we did a double bill with Dirty Loops. And I can still remember the first time I heard Dirty Loops, and I was in hospital having a neurosurgery, and I remember my neck had been cut down the back, so my muscles were all very raw, but I couldn't stop moving my head listening to Dirty Loops. I remember being in pain, but thinking like, this is okay, this is worth it. And yeah, so to share the stage with them and to spend a week with them was so magical.
Incredible story. I love it. It just goes on and on and on. And we'll talk more. I'm talking with Ollie Howe here, British drummer, about the new album Self-Identity. We've played Coming Home, which is very appropriate. Now let's play Moving On. You're listening to The Blueprint. I'm Chris Phillips, and my guest tonight is young British drummer Ollie Howell. And we're playing some music from the new album, Self-Identity, that was Moving On. Ollie, you chose to release your second album through a slightly different route to most British jazz musicians. You seem to have an American hookup here.
I mean, Rope-A-Dope as a label, I've been following for years. I mean, I was introduced to it initially through Snarky Puppy, and I mean, the list of artists they've got with records already released but also coming out over the next couple of months is staggering. And what was really important for me, especially for this album, because I spent so much love and time into it, and really a lot of the music on it was written sort of at the start of the journey, but then I spent a long time thinking about how I wanted to produce it, and there's a lot more studio elements on it. So it's a slightly different sound to the acoustic one of the first album. So I wanted it to have a home that for a label home, that people really believed in it and they really passionately wanted to work with it. And as soon as I spoke with Rope-A-Dope, it was very clear that this was everything just fitted into place. And I feel so honoured to be amongst such an incredible roster of other artists on there.
So you're on the same kind of family of labels as Christian Scott, Nicholas Payton, Maurice Brown,
Matthew Stevens. I mean,
it's
crazy. Even this month that my album comes out, there's so much great music coming out on it.
Does it help you as a British musician face the American market a little bit more? Have you had any response in that way, or are you expecting some?
I'm hoping for some. I mean, it's always been a dream of mine to get to play this music abroad internationally, and you know, working with Quincy Moore now, there's potential links over there with that and through Rope-A-Dope, and I'd love the opportunity to take this music over there. You can never predict, I guess, how an album's going to resonate with different audiences. But yeah, it's a really exciting time, and I'd love that having this kind of international exposure for it is really important, I guess for me personally, but also hopefully for other British artists as well. You've got some incredible guys who went over at South by Southwest Festival, and their British jazz scene is being represented on the international stage because there's some fantastic musicians around.
And what I love about Rope-A-Dope is there's a social network thing going on inside the label with a little app where you can chat to people. So I mean, do you get a chance to sort of pop up and talk to Christian Scott every now and again?
I mean, yeah, it's crazy that all those guys are on there, and you can see everybody talking to each other. There's a real family feel about it, and it's quite a large independent label, and they've got so many amazing big name artists, but we're all just part of the same scene and same family. It's really nice.
Chatting with Ollie Howell here on Jazz FM. If you're out and about, I know in London for sure, but I guess up and down the UK, you might see these sky installation vans or sky vans, and you'll see a picture of a fellow with a set of drums and some sticks on the side. That happens to be Ollie Howell. Sky Academy, how did that come about? I mean, we see you all over vans now in London. It's unusual for a jazz drummer.
I still haven't got used to that. Yeah, I remember driving my car and seeing one come the other way and almost crashing it, just thinking, oh my God. But it sounds a bit like a fairy tale, really, because I, a couple of years ago, was having what turned out to be my last ever neurosurgery for my brain malformation. And I was sitting in my hospital bed thinking about, you know, you think very serious thoughts when you're in that sort of situation. I was thinking about what I want to do with my new music, and I had no money, no time, and kind of no space really to create anything new. But I had this passion inside me to do it. And I got a phone call on my hospital bed the day after the operation saying, you've won a Sky Academy Arts Scholarship, which is a huge amount of financial support, but also loads of mentoring, both within Sky with their networks, but also within the industry as well. So they just said, you've won this, come and be on Sky Arts next week. And I said, I've got a massive scar on my head. Is that okay? I'll try and comb it over. And it's just been one of the most incredibly supportive experiences. I mean, the scholarship year was technically over a while ago, but then they're still being so supportive, and I really, really passionately believe in what they do. They provide support and kind of a space to grow for artists of all disciplines. It's not just music, it's dance and creative arts and just everything, really. It's been, yeah, it's a really, really important scheme, and I was hugely honoured to be selected on it, and it's partly what's made this album, well, a huge part of what's made this album possible.
So it turns out you're also a pretty nifty radio presenter as well. I know you filled in for me on this here program.
I'm a wannabe DJ, yeah.
Not wannabe, mate. You have been, you have arrived. And what sparked your passion to want to be playing music to people, not only from behind the drums, behind the microphone as well?
I mean, a huge part of it is that I just love playing music and talking about music and sharing new music with people. One of my favorite things to do is give somebody a new record or you know, send them a link to a new artist. So getting to do that and just having a microphone in front of you, it seemed like a dream job, and it has been so far. I quite like doing different things at the moment in my career. So aside from the for drumming and composing with my own group. I write for TV and for film and starting some orchestral commissions at the moment. And I love having this variety, and especially with the presenting as well, because it's such a different outlet and I have to get into a very different head. But it's also really special that I've got so many friends on the London jazz scene who I play with regularly or see regularly, and they have such incredible projects of their own and CDs coming out, or new bands starting to emerge, and I'm able to kind of contact them and say I'd love to play some of your new music and have that as a bit of a platform, which obviously you do so well on the Blueprint already, but it's nice for me to be able to do a little bit of that for myself as well.
Well, we hope to have you back doing some fill-ins here, maybe sitting for me on the Blueprint again, Ollie. You are a fine, positive example, and having had such great role models, you're beginning to become a fantastic role model. I really mean
Thanks
that.
So much.
It's a pleasure to talk to you again. Self-Identity, the album. It's the second album from Ollie Howe, and you can see the band this coming Friday. Go and support the album launch down there at Rich Mix, which is very near Shoreditch High Street, so right across the road from the Overground station there, near Brick Lane. And best of luck with this album. I'm sure you'll be into the next one fairly soon. And Ollie, thanks for passing by.
Blueprint with Chris Phillips on Jazz FM.